我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天晚上我们用点时间来接上在冬令会里头我们所交通没有交通完的一些话。
And this evening, we'll spend a little time to continue what we have started in the winter conference and to share on what we haven't finished sharing.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他把他的话留给我们。
Because he has left us his words.
然后借着他的话让我们知道我们怎么来认识他跟随他。
And then through his words so that we know how to follow him and to know him.
我们在冬令会里面所提过的我们就不重复了。
And we will not repeat what we have mentioned in the winter conference.
但是有一点我不能不要提出来的。
But one point I have to mention.
就是当我们开始读经的时候。
That is when we begin to study the Bible.
有几方面我们必须要注意的。
And there are a few points we have to remember.
头一方面就是说如果是真理我们是绝对的去遵守。
And one point is, if it's the truth, we have to absolutely obey.
如果是原则的，我们也是要很严肃的去跟随。
And if it's a principle, we also have to follow it strictly.
那如果是一些榜样的。
But if it's an example,
那我们就可以作为参考，不一定作为我们必须要随从的那一个指导。
Then we can use it as a reference, but it's not something we have to strictly follow.
这三点是在冬令会的时候我们稍微提到了一下的。
And these three points that we have mentioned them in the winter conference.
我们特别提到了什么叫做原则。
And we have mentioned especially what does it mean by a principle.
原则不是一些道理上的讲解。
A principle is not just an explanation of some doctrines.
而是说在圣经里边神做了很多的事情。
But which is to say in the Bible there are many works performed by God.
或者说说了好些话。
Or God has spoken many words.
都不是相同的事实。
And they are not the same facts.
但是呢你从主所说和说主所做的那事情里边你看到有一个相同的事实在哪里。
But from the words God has spoken or the works that he has performed, you see some same principle there.
那一个相同的那一个东西那就是叫原则。
And this thing that is the same is called a principle.
那比方我们提过在当时的时候人要不要吃那个在市场上买回来的肉。
And we mentioned that at that time, should people eat the meat that is bought from the market?
因为在市场上买的肉啊，都是经过对偶像的限制来那个手续的。
Because the meat that is sold in that was sold in the market, they have gone through offerings to the idols.
那你要不要吃呢
？So would you eat it?
主的话给我们看到。我们对这些事物我们不受它限制。
The words of the Lord tell us that we should not be limited by these things.
但是呢如果有弟兄或者姊妹他们在信心里头没有赶得上偶像算不得什么这个事实的话。
But if for a brother and sister in their faith, they do not realize that idols do not count.
他们总觉得吃拜过偶像的物是不大合宜。
And they feel like it's inappropriate to eat food that has been sacrificed to the idols.
那在这种光景的底下，是为了弟兄的缘故，你放弃吃肉的那个权利。
It's under this circumstance for the sake of the brothers that you would forsake your right to eat meat.
那就如同在其他一些经文上头也给我们看到。
And just like in other places in the Bible, they let us see.
好像让别人产生一些属灵上的难处的，虽然那个事情没有错。
And for things that might cause others to have difficulty spiritually, it seems like they may not be wrong.
是因为一些软弱的弟兄他们跟不上来，很可能会因着我们享用我们的自由而产生一些个困扰的。
But for the brothers who are weaker spiritually, it's because of our freedom that might cause them some trouble.
你为着叫弟兄姊妹们得着属灵上的好处。
In order for the brother or the sister to benefit spiritually,
我们就放弃那些合理、合法、合情的事情。
Then we'll give up what's reasonable, lawful, and sensible.
这个就是原则。
And this is the principle.
当然不一定说拿着拜偶像的那个物件来做唯一的事情。
And of course, we're not just saying about the meat that's been offered to idols and use this as an example.
但是你从这些事上面，你可以看到什么叫做原则。
But from these things, you can see what is the principle.
那是就是说，如果不能叫主得荣耀。
Which is to say, whatever that's not glorifying to God.
或另一方面来说，或者会叫神的儿女们受到一些骚扰的。
Or on the other hand, that would trouble the children of God.
那我们虽然有绝对的那个权柄去做或者去说。
And even though we have the right to do something or speak of something.
那我们放弃我们的权柄。
That will give up our rights.
那这个叫做，这个是我们怎么去认识那个原则。
And this is how we can understand what principles are.
我们也提过榜样的那个问题。
And we have also mentioned about examples.
那榜样的问题就是说，这圣经上边是有一些历史的事情是记载了下来。
And there's some history in the Bible that has recorded about examples.
但是那个只是一个榜样。
But they are just examples.
你不一定要，你可以参考，但是你不要说非跟随不可。
And you can use them as references, but it doesn't mean that you have to follow them.
我们提过的就是提过的就好像是基甸的那个羊毛，干羊毛和湿羊毛。
And we have mentioned the example of the dry wool and the wet wool of the Gideons.
又比方说你读撒母耳记的时候。
Or for example, we read the book of Samuel.
你读到约拿丹去攻打那个非利士人的那一段历史。
And you read about the history of Jonathan attacking the Philistines.
那他到了非利士人的营地的时候。
And when he go into the boundary of the Philistines.
他说要去呢，还是不去呢？
And he was wondering where he should go or not.
他在神面前就有个祷告。
And he prayed before God.
说神啊，如果我们到了那边，非利士人说叫我们去，我们就去。
And he said that God, if we go there and the Philistines ask us to come along, then we will come along.
如果他不叫我们去，那我们就不去了。
But if they don't, then we won't go.
那结果呢？他到那边的时候，非利士人说：“你来吧。
” And at the end, when he went there, the Philistines said to him, "Come."
他跟拿刀的那个人只不过是两个人。
And there was only two of them.
是对付几万。几十万的那个非利士人。
And to fight against hundreds of thousands of Philistines.
结果他就去了。
And as a result, he went.
并且也得了胜。
And also he gained victory.
那好了，那这样的一个历史的那个榜样，是不是我们在寻求神的旨意里头也照样学一下呢？
So does that mean we will follow this example?
那这个就跟基甸的那一个羊毛湿的干的是同一类型的事。
So this is similar to the matter of the Gideons, whether the wool was dry or wet.
那弟兄姊妹们，在旧约里头，也许我们可以那样做。
And brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament time, perhaps we could do this.
但是来到新约的时候，就不是这样。
But when we come to the New Testament time, it's not the same.
因为主给我们的是一个非常明显的带领。
Because what the Lord has given us is a very clear guidance.
是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
It's through faith, but not from what is seen.
基甸的事也好，约拿丹的事情也好，他们都是根据眼见的那一个来做依据。
So whether it's the matter of the Gideons or Jonathan's matter, they are doing, they did what they did based on what was seen.
所以我们说这个是一个榜样。
So we say that they are examples.
我们不一定要按照他们所做过的来学习。
And we do not have to learn from what they've done.
那这个问题是很宽广的。
And this is a very broad subject matter.
因为在圣经里头有许许多多过去神所做的事情是都记录下来，和这种情况是很类似、很接近的。
Because there are many things recorded in the Bible that God has done are very similar to these.
那弟兄姊妹记得，神没有叫我们以榜样来作为我们的依据来。
So, brothers, remember, God does not tell us to use examples to be the basis that we should follow.
我们可以有参考。
We can use them as references.
但是那个不是标准。
But that is not a standard.
那这是我们在冬令会上所稍微提过的。
So these are what we have mentioned in the winter conference.
那现在我们要接上去冬令会没提到的了。
So we will continue on of what we have not mentioned in the winter conference.
在没有。交通进去以前，我们先有点祷告。
And before we enter into it, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你定义要借着你自己的话做我们路上的光。
Because you will that your words will become the light of our path.
也叫我们脚前的灯。
And also be the lamp unto our feet.
我们就深深的知道。
So we truly understand.
你不住的用着你的话来拆毁我们，造就我们。也把我们带到你那荣耀的旨意里。
That you continue to use the words to tear us down and build us up and to bring us into your glorious will.
所以我们何等的盼望能好好的去进入你的话。
So how we hope that we could truly enter into your word.
晚上你让我们可以再有一次交通来看怎么去接受你的话。
And this evening, you give us another opportunity to fellowship on how to receive your words.
求主把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And we ask the Lord, you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面的明亮的能以看见我们主你自己一切的安排。
So that we can be enlightened within and see all your arrangements.
我们仰望在你手里。
We look to you, Lord.
带领我们下面的交通。
And guide our fellowship.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那我们接上去要再看的是什么呢？
So what are we going to see?
我们要看到，我们读经的时候会读到好些事情，叫我们感觉有点犹豫的。
And we have to look at something that might cause us to be hesitant when we read the Bible.
因为圣经里边有很多是比喻。
Because in the Bible, there are many parables.
相当部分是主自己说的。
And many of them are spoken by the Lord himself.
相当部分是神兴起他的先知们，或者特别是在旧约里边他们所说的。
And many are spoken by the prophets, especially in the Old Testament.
那么当时他们说到那个比喻的时候。
And when they spoke of parables.
那我们就常常就好像看故事一样了。
And many of times we'll look at them as stories.
因为比喻都是多半是讲故事嘛。
Because parables, they often mention about stories.
只是说在里面我们从那个比喻的里面要找到一些属灵的教训。
But we need to find out some spiritual lessons within these parables.
这个心思是对的。
And this is a good intention.
但是我们如果不真实的懂得主说比喻的意思的话，
But if we don't truly grasp or understand the meaning of those parables,
那我们常常就会在比喻的事情上面自己给自己造出好多的乱子。
But then we will make troubles for ourselves in these parables.
因为主不是说那个事情，我们把它说到那个事情。
Because the Lord is not talking about something like this, but we, on the other hand, make things that sounds like the way we want it.
我们以为说，主说这个事情就是这样说了。
And we thought that this is how the Lord wants to say these things.
并且你说出来的也有道理。
But then, and then also what you say it seems reasonable.
难处就在这里。
But that's the problem.
虽然是有道理。
Even though it is reasonable.
但是那不是主说说比喻的那个目的。
But that's not the purpose of the Lord speaking of these parables.
有一个比较常常给弟兄姊妹们产生一些不太明确的。
And that's something that's unclear to brothers and sisters.
那就拿我们常很容易就碰到的，就是那个葡萄树与枝子的那个比喻。
And we'll use this parable as the vine and the branches.
那当主在那里说到你，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子的这个比喻的时候。
When the Lord says, "I'm the true vine, and you are the branches."
那究竟主说这个比喻说的是什么呢？
So what does the Lord mean by using this parable?
那如果我们很留心主说这个比喻是指着什么来说的？
If we truly pay attention to what the Lord is pointing at when he speaks of this parable,
我们一定不会发生难处的。
Then we will not have any problems.
但是许许多多的时候，
But many of times,
我们用自己的想法去读那个比喻。
We use our own thinking to read this parable.
结果读出来的呢，跟主所要说的呢，完全是两回事。
So that what we read is completely different from what the Lord was speaking about.
那说到这一点的时候，
And when we mention about this point,
我就先让弟兄姊妹们你能掌握一个事实。
And I'd like to have brothers and sisters truly grasp this fact.
主说比喻。每一个比喻都有一个明确的目的在哪里的。
Every time when the Lord speaks of a parable, every parable has a very clear purpose.
那也就是说，你要去明白主说那个比喻了，你不能在主所说的那个事实以外来去想出一些很合理、很合情的。解说
Which is to say, when you read a parable, you cannot come up with something that's outside of this parable and think of it as very something very reasonable.
那我们在葡萄树的那个比喻上面
And it is parable of the vine.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真的是留意到主怎么说的话，你一定知道主说那个比喻是劝勉神的儿女们要追求好好的学习。活在主里面。
And if you truly understand the parable, you will know that the Lord is trying to encourage the children of God to truly abide or to pursue after the Lord.
说的容易明白一点。
And to put it more plainly,
就是要劝勉我们要常常活在与主有交通的那样的实际里。
Which is to say, we have to constantly live in a condition that has fellowship with the Lord.
如果我们真的是活在主里面
If we truly live in the presence of the Lord,
就带出一个结果我们就能叫主得荣耀
That will bring out a result which is that we can glorify God.
所结出来的果子就是叫主得荣耀
And the fruit we bear is to glorify the Lord.
如果我们不是活在主里面
But if we are not abiding in the Lord,
那你就不可能结果子。
Then it's impossible for you to
bear fruit. 那这个是那一个比喻里头很明显的那一个目的。
And this is the very clear purpose of this parable.
但是弟兄姊妹，也许你很有机会听到有一些神的儿女们，他们把这一个比喻说到另外的一些的那个说明里。
But you might have heard other children of God explaining this parable in other ways.
他们那个说明也是很从道理上面来说也是非常非常准确的。
That their explanation seems very reasonable doctrine-wise.
但是不是主说那个比喻的目的。
But that is not the purpose of the Lord speaking of this
parable. 所以那个解说虽然是很准确，但是不能那样说。
So even though the explanation is very accurate, but you cannot put it that way.
我年轻的时候就听好些弟兄姊妹们，都受这个影响。
When I was young, I heard many brothers and sisters, they were affected by this.
我当然也受那个影响。
And I was also affected.
那后感谢主，后来慢慢慢慢的在主里面，稍微蒙恩一点，就看到了主的心意。
But thank the Lord as I gradually received grace in the Lord that I could understand a little bit more.
那好像基督徒他们读那个比喻的时候，他们读到哪里呢？
Many Christians when they read of this parable,
他们是读到葡萄树，也读到我们是枝子。
They read that there's a vine and that we are the branches.
啊，但是他们就读到，如果你不结果子的话，那个枝子就要修剪。
But then they will read that if you don't bear fruit, the branches will be pruned.
剪掉了就要丢到火里烧了。
And the branches will be cut down and then they will be thrown away into the fire.
那弟兄姊妹们就把这个事情说到什么事情去呢？
And then what do the brothers and sisters put it?
说到我们救恩的事情上去。
Then they will put it as our salvation.
那就是说，如果你不能带出主的见证。
Which is to say, if you cannot bring forth the Lord's testimony,
一部分人就说你大概还没有得救。
And some people would say you probably have not been saved.
因为你不能结果子嘛。
Because you cannot bear fruit.
一部分人又会这样说。
And the other people they would say this.
你虽然是得救。
Even though you're saved.
但是因为你跟主的关系很差。
But because you have a bad relationship with the Lord.
你结不出果子来。
That you cannot bear fruit.
主修剪的时候就把你剪掉。
So when the Lord pruned you, he cut you off.
所以你那个得救就不见了。
So that you will lose your salvation.
那弟兄姊妹，你不能说这些解说不没有道理。
And brothers and sisters, you cannot say that they're not reasonable in explaining this way.
有道理是一件事。
It's one thing that it is reasonable.
真理上没有这样的事。
But it is not the truth.
并且主说那个比喻的时候，根本就没有接触，不是接触救恩的问题。
And also, when the Lord mentions about this parable, it has nothing to do with salvation.
主说那个比喻是直接的接上我们在神主面前的生命成长的问题。
And when the Lord speaks of this parable, it has to do with the growth in our lives.
一个没有得救的人根本就谈不到生命成长。
For someone who is not saved, you cannot even mention about growth of life in them.
一个在生命里边要追求成长的人。
For someone who is trying to pursue growth in life, you cannot say that they do not have the life of the Lord.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读神的话的时候，我们在先头的时候就提到了，你一定要读出那个完整的意思来。那这也是一个回过头来我们再说的，那一个事实。
So when we study the word of the Lord, we have already mentioned we have to look into a complete meaning.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
主给我们看见，在他向我们说到比喻的事情的时候
，The Lord let us see when He mentions about parables.
绝大部分的比喻是主自己对那个比喻有解说。
In most cases, the Lord would explain the parables Himself.
既然主自己有解说。
So if the Lord explains,
我们就不在主的解说以外去找新的亮光。
Then we should not seek other light outside of the Lord's explanation.
你就算找到新的亮光，那个也不是亮光。
And so even if you can find other lights, they are not true light.
因为主并不是说那一件事情嘛。
Because this is not what the Lord was talking about.
那从这一件事情，我们把它扩张出来。
And from this, we'll expand on.
从比喻我们把它扩张到一个地步。
From parables will expand to this point.
那就宣泄到那个预表和预言了。
And it has to do with types and prophecies.
我们知道在圣经里面有很多话是指着那个人事物来表明主自己是怎样的。
And we know that a lot of times in the Bibles, there are many things that talked about people, matters, or events, and to talk about the Lord.
或者是指出神要做什么事。
Or to point out what God is about to do.
我们笼统的来说，那这个叫做预表。
In general, we'll call this a type.
那既然是预表的话。
And if it is a type.
你没有面对面碰到那个真实的事。
And you're not seeing the true fact face to face.
你只是从那些预表的人事物，不管是说话或者是动作。
And you are looking at this type based on this people, event, or matters.
神是借着这个 来说明我们的主。
And God is using these things to express or explain our Lord.
那因此我们就要注意了。
So that we have to pay attention.
主给我们看到有一些预表的，有预表的情形的事。
That the Lord let us see some types.
比方说。
For example.
我们就快要一同来读约拿书。
And we will soon begin to read the book of Jonah together.
那我们就说到了约拿这个人了。
And we'll talk about Jonah, this person.
那约拿是主的预表。
That Jonah is the type of the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹要记得。
That brothers and sisters, let's
remember. 约拿做主的预表，不是说约拿整个人做主的预表。
Jonah as the type of the Lord is not that Jonah as a whole person, he is the type of the Lord.
如果你说啊，约拿是主的预表，说那当我们的主显明出来到的时候，约拿怎么的犯罪悖逆神，我们的主也走过一段路是悖逆神的。
So if you say that Jonah represents the Lord as a type of the Lord, then how he sinned and offended God, that then the Lord, when he comes, he will do the same.
不是这样的。
It's not like this.
预表只是说某一个人事物在他们身上所经历的所发生的一些事。某一点神是用着它来说明主自己的经历。
A type is only an event, matter, or thing that when one particular point of these things are representing the Lord.
比方说到约拿的时候。
For example, when we talk about Jonah.
我们都留意到新约圣经里边一再提到约拿的事情的时候都钉牢在一个事实里。
And we...Notice in the New Testament, whenever it mentions about Jonah, there's only one point.
哪一个事实呢?
And what is this point?
他在鱼肚子里边三天三夜。
That he was in the stomach of a big fish three days and three nights.
然后他又回到人中间来。
And then he returned among men.
那我们晓得。
And we know this.
每一个地方提到约拿的时候都直接说到这一个点。
Every place when it mentions about Jonah, it talks about this point.
所以约拿作为主的预表，乃是这很清楚的是钉牢在主死而复活这一个经历。
So Jonah as the type of the Lord, it has to do with this one point that about the experience of resurrection from death.
不是约拿整个人在那 做主的预表，说他整个人所做的就是主的预表。
It's not the entire person of Jonah, it's the type of the Lord that his entire person is representing the Lord.
只是约拿他这个人他所经历的事情当中的某一个点，神用着他来指出基督的经历。
It's among all the experiences of Jonah, that's one particular point that the Lord uses this to be the type of the Lord.
又或者说
Or we can put it this way.
我们看看大卫。
We'll look at David.
那大卫也是主的预表。
David is also a type of the Lord.
但是你要看大卫一生的时候呢
But when you look at the entire life of David,
大卫的软弱很多很多。
That he has many weaknesses.
那我们说大卫是主的预表。
And we'll say that David is a type of the Lord.
那所以我们说我们的主大卫有多少的软弱和亏欠，我们的主在神面前也有那样的经历。
So we say that however many iniquities and weaknesses that David had, that the Lord had the same experience?
这个是不可能的了，不可能的。
Impossible.
因为我们的主从开始一直到末了，他都是从圣洁没有瑕疵。
Because our Lord from the beginning to the end, he is holy without blemish.
那所以我们留意到约拿是大卫是所以预表我们的主。
So we notice that David representing or as a type as the Lord.
特别是指着大卫的宝座的这个事实。
It is particularly pointing at the throne of David, this fact.
我不举太多的例子了。
And I would not give too many examples.
但是弟兄姊妹，你从这些里头你可以了解到在预表的事情上面是怎么一回事。
But from these examples and verses, you can understand what types are.
那我再说多说一点点。
And I'll add a little bit more.
那特别我们读到旧约的时候，读到律法。
And when we read in the Old Testament and talk about the law,
在律法的里头有很重要的一个部分就是献祭。
And within the law, there's a very important part, which is offerings.
不管哪一个祭。
And doesn't matter which offering.
我们都知道那是主的预表。
We know that it is a type of the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此，当我们读许多弟兄姊妹在读到旧约的时候，特别读到律法上的事情，你觉得很沉闷，很难读得进去。
And many brothers and sisters, when we read about the Old Testament and all kinds of offerings, we think that it's very boring, it's hard for us to read into it.
因为如果你不知道我们的主在那里说的 是怎么说怎么说明的话呢？
Because if you don't understand what the Lord is trying to say,
你就是看到这一堆字啊，你读每一个字都觉得很麻烦。
And you see all these words, and it's very troublesome to reach each word.
但是感谢神啊。
But we thank God.
能到一天圣灵把我们的灵也打开了。
One day when the Holy Spirit opens up our spirit.
哦，你看到哦，原来律法上面的事情，献祭里头的事情，全都是指着神的儿子来说的。
And we'll see that all the matters of the law and everything about the offerings, they have to do with or they're pointing at the Son of God.
你看到律法里边的基督。
And you see Christ in the law.
你看到献祭的这个安排里面的基督。
And you see Christ in all the arrangements of the offerings.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我可以这样说。
And brothers and sisters, I can put it this way.
你真看到的话，你越看就越喜乐。
If you can truly see it, the more you read it, the more joyous you will be.
我记得有一次，我们在香港学房的同学。一同有一次特别的聚会。
I remember one time we have a gathering with the students at the Academy of Christ in Hong Kong.
一个从四川来的姊妹就说了那么一件事。
And a sister from Sichuan, she said this.
她说以前她很怕碰立位祭的。
She said that she used to be very fearful of approaching the book of Leviticus.
后来因为在学房的时候，她非要读立位祭不可嘛。
But because she was studying at the Academy of Christ, she had to study the book of Leviticus.
她就说了。
And she said.
当她一读进立位祭的时候
，When she reads into the book of Leviticus,
她说我禁止不住，我跳起来了。
She said she could not help herself, but she jumped.
她说原来立位祭里面把基督那样活生生的显给我们看。
Because in the book of Leviticus, it truly portrayed the Lord very lively.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是预表。
But this is types.
那我们读预表的时候
，And when we read about the types,
我们要看到他要借着那些人事物来说明我们的主的哪一方面。
And we have to pay attention to all these people, events, and matters, what are they pointing, or what aspect of the Lord are they pointing at?
现在我们的难处就来了。
Then now we have this problem.
但我们碰到一些有预表的东西的时候。
When we come upon these things that have to do with types.
我们从那个领会上面来说，都是可以说得很完整的。
That in our understanding, we can talk about it very completely.
但是他们能不能就是主的就是预表起那个预表的那个功用呢
？But do they truly serve the function of a type？
弟兄姊妹们，我们请记得这一件事。
And brothers and sisters, please remember this.
虽然有好些的事物，如果你从原则上面去看，跟主的经历很接近。
Even though for many matters at an angle of the principles, they are very close.To the Lord.
一个明显的例子就是约瑟的故事。
A very clear example is the story of Joseph.
他的蒙爱、被恨、被卖，以致升高。
That he was loved, hated, and he was sold, and he was exalted.
那不是真正就是我们的主十字架的那个路程的经历吗
？Isn't it the experience of the Lord of the cross?
从父的怀里就到地上来，经历了许多的难处，然后就进到荣耀里。
And from the bosom of God, and he entered into the world, suffered much, and then he entered into glory.
从原则上面你看到这个是非常清楚的。
From principle, it is very clear.
但是约瑟是不是主的预表呢
？But is Joseph a type of the Lord?
有不少弟兄姊妹们把他看作预表。
And many brothers and sisters look at him as a type.
那 究竟他是不是预表呢？
But is he truly a type?
那弟兄姊妹，你记住这样的一个说法。
And brothers and sisters, remember this.
一切的预表凭什么来决定呢？
And what are the types based on? How are they determined?
凭新约里头有印证的，就确定它是不是预表。
It's based on whether they are proven in the New Testament. In the New Testament.
如果在新约圣经里边没有在那里明确的说明的。
If they are not clearly spoken of in the New Testament.
虽然有很多事情很可以用作预表来用。
And even though many things, they seem like they can be used as types.
但是我们不能把它扩把预表扩大到一个地步，反正你碰到一些能解说一个好的道理，你说这个又是预表。
But then we cannot expand the boundaries of the types and say that whatever sounds good, they can be types.
这个是不大准确的。
And this is not accurate.
我们留意到，在新约里边如果没有印证的，我们只是看为一个历史上的榜样。
So if they are not proven in the New Testament, and in the New Testament, we can only look at them as examples in history.
我们就不会把它看作一个预表。
Then we would not look at it as a type.
那这个也连带到一个什么呢？预言了。
And it is connected to something else, which is probably.
预言比预表呢，虽然是不同的形态，但是他们是同一个原则的。
And prophecies are a different form than type, but they are in the same line.
我可以很清楚的跟弟兄姊妹说。
And I can say to brothers and sisters very clearly.
预言也好，预表也好。
Whether it is a prophecy or a type.
绝大部分神的话自己本身有解说的。
And most of the time, they would be explained by God's words.
比方弟兄姊妹们，我们都读过了。但以理。
And for example, verses we have read the book of Daniel.
你看到但以理里边有好多预表的也有，预言的也有。
And in the book of Daniel, there are many types and prophecies.
那如果你不知道神在那里要表达什么呢
？But if you don't know what God is trying to express,
你要在那里猜呢
？And then you're making some guess.
你怎么猜呢
？And how could you guess?
难怪巴比伦所有的爵士啊都没有办法解说。尼布甲尼撒王的那一个梦。
It's no wonder all the philosophers, all the wise men in Babylon, they could not explain or interpret the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
就你凭什么去解说那个东西呢
？And what can you base on to explain?
什么叫做金头呢
？What is the golden head?
什么叫做银胸呢
？What is a silver chest?
你没有毫无办法了。
That you have no way.
你可以想出一些道理来。
You can think of some reason.
但是那不是神要做的事情的发表。
But that's not the expression of what God wants to do.
那我们怎么能知道呢
？So how can we know about it?
你不必去猜嘛。
That you do not need to guess.
神的话自己在那里已经把它解说出来嘛。
God's words have already explained.
神就说这金头是什么，银胸是什么。
That God explained what the golden head is and what is the silver chest is.
主自己亲自在那里解释清楚。
That the Lord Himself was there to explain it.
同样，你来到新约的时候，你也可以看到一些一些那我整个来说，比方也好，比喻也好，预表也好，预言也好。
And in the New Testament, the same way, whether it's the parables, types, or prophecies.
主都有那个解释。多半都有主的解说在那里。
And most of them, they have the Lord's explanation.
你看到门徒听了主说了故事，他们不懂。
And you can see that the disciples, after they heard what the Lord said,
他们就到主面前来说：“主啊，你说这个事情是什么意思？”
They did not understand it. They came to the Lord and asked, "What does that mean?"
这给我们看到，主说的话，你必须要找到主。来亲自去解说。
So let us see whatever the Lord speaks of. We have to be able to find the Lord in order to explain it.
主说到天国的奥秘的时候，说了好多的比方。
So when the Lord mentions about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven,
门徒当时听下来都不懂。
He gives many parables, and the disciples, they do not understand.
啊、他们在问主。
And they ask the Lord.
主就一一解说给他们。
And the Lord explains to them one by one.
主亲自解说了。
And the Lord explained them himself.
不然的话，你可以随便猜，可以猜一个故事出来。
Otherwise, you can make many guesses and you can make up some stories.
但是你猜得出来不是主的意思。
But what you come up with is not the meaning
比方
说他
懂的比喻。
For example, the parable of sowing the seed.
主说那个撒种的人是田地里面撒种。
Then the Lord says there's a man who sows his seed in the field.
然后那个恶者又来到那里撒种。
And the evil one did the same thing.
那这个比喻讲出来，门徒主啊，你讲什么？
So after the parable is spoken, the disciples ask the Lord, what does that mean?
我们不知道你在讲什么。
That we do not understand what you mean.
主就给他们解说了。
And the Lord explains to them.
他说田地就是世界。
He said the field is the world.
那个杀出来天国就是那个天国的种子。
And those seeds are the seeds of the kingdom of heaven.
仇敌要来对付神的工作，所以他也来杀一些败子在那里。
So the enemy wants to be opposing God's work, so he sowed some seeds of the tares.
主的话说得清清楚楚。
And the words of the Lord are very clear.
我们没用不着在那里感觉有太多的困扰。
And we should not be troubled too much by them.
但是碰到一些主没有解说的呢？
But when we come across some of the things that are not explained by the Lord.
圣经没有解说的呢？
And it's not explained in the Bible.
那好了，现在我们就进到另一个范围里了。
So now we're entering into another boundary.
在我们学习读神的话的时候，
When we learn to study God's word.
我们要很清楚地知道怎么去领会主的话。
We have to be very clear to understand how to, or to be very clear to understand God's word.
我们读过一说经文，就是说你要按照正义去分解圣经。
And we have mentioned about truly, rightly dividing the truth.
你要按照圣经原来那个意思去领会神说话的目的。
You have to understand the purpose of God's words based on God's words.
那我们怎么能领会呢？
And how do we understand them?
如果碰到好像刚才所提到预言也好，比方也好，或是有一些个都，那我们怎么来决定那一些呢？
So when we come across these parables or prophecies, how do we understand them?
那现在我们就来碰到一个，在我们读经的时候一个非常非常重要的学习。
And then now we come across a very important lesson that when we study the Bible, we should learn about.
你怎么去认识圣经呢？
How do you understand the Bible?
你只能用圣经的话来领我们去认识圣经。
You can only use the words of the Bible to guide us into understanding the word of the Bible.
用弟兄们常用的话来说，就是说用圣经去解说圣经。
And then, like some brothers would say, we're using the Bible to interpret the Bible.
我想弟兄们，你读新约，特别读福音书的时候，你看你多次会碰到有这样的记录。
And brothers and sisters, when you read the New Testament, especially in the Gospels, you will come across this many times.
这事就是应验什么什么什么什么。
And this is to prove.
在主的身上有好多好多四本福音里边的好多话说，这事就应验了先知所说的。
Oh, this is to fulfill what the prophets have spoken.
或是这就应验了经上所记的。
And this is to fulfill what is written in the book.
你读到使徒行传的时候，
And when you read the book of Acts,
你看到彼得在那里印证那个五旬节圣灵降临这一点。
And you read about Peter and the descending of the Holy Spirit.
你们说我们喝醉酒。
And they were saying that these people were drunk.
我们不是喝醉酒。
But we're not drunk.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为这正是应验了约珥先知上所说的。
Because this is to fulfill what is spoken by the prophet Joel.
我们在读经的时候常常碰到看这样的一些记录。
And brothers and sisters, we will come across these kinds of records many of times in the Bible.
那你就看到这个事情。
And we'll see this.
神先说了一些话。
the God first spoke of some word.
当时人是不大知道明白是什么回事。
And at that time, people did not understand.
但是经过了一段的时间，也许那个时间很长。
But after a period of time, maybe that period of time is very long.
神就做了出一件事情来。
That God has performed a work.
很明显的叫人看见 ，no， 神现在做这个事情，跟从前他说这个话，你看。
That very clearly people would see that now God is doing this, it has to do with the words from before.
那我们从这些记录上面能看到那个已经解释圣经的那些例子很多了。
And from these we can see there are many examples of the using the Bible, interpreting the Bible.
然后我要请弟兄姊妹们来注意一个问题了。
And then, brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to this matter.
要一同来读这个一处的经文了。
Let's read the Bible verse together.
读那里呢
？And where are we going to read?
哥林多前书第二章。
It's First Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章这里这样的说
，In chapter two it says，
上面那一点话我不读了
，And I won't go into what's before this。
我们特别是要从第三节第二章的十三节那里开始。
And we will start with chapter two, verse 13。
因为这个是接着上文下来的，好像是一个结论，所以我想只是读这一节，弟兄姊妹们你就很容易掌握这一点了。
And this is a conclusion of the text before this. So if Francis, if we just read this, then you will have a good understanding.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。并且我们讲说这些事，不是把人智慧所指教的言语，我不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
We read from verse 12 to 13. 12, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
No, 弟兄姊妹，你特别留意幕后的那两句话。
And verses, take note of the last.
用属灵的话去解说属灵的事。
Expressing.Spiritual truths in spiritual words.
什么叫做属灵的话？
What is spiritual words?
哎呀，这是不是我们平常所用的一些属灵的名词叫做属灵的话呢？
Is there some spiritual terms that we would use?
不。
No, no.
我们平常用属灵的名词啊来交通一些属灵的事情，那个不是属灵的话。
The spiritual terms that we sometimes use in spiritual sharings, those are not spiritual words.
这里所说属灵的话，你从上文一直上来，你看到是圣灵在那里说的话。
And spiritual words here from the text ahead of this, you can tell these are the words spoken by the Spirit.
不是从人世界上的灵所发表的话。
Is not expressed by the spirit of the world.
那是圣灵所说的话。
But are the words spoken by the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵所说的话来解说圣灵所说的事。
It is to use the words spoken by the spirit to express the matters of the spirit.
那这就非常清楚地给我们指出了。
And this points out very clearly.
我们记得圣经乃是神所默示的。
We know that the scripture is inspired by God.
那是从圣灵的启示来的。
It's from the Spirit's inspiration.
是圣灵当年说过的话的记录。
It's a record of the word spoken by the Spirit in the past.
现在呢，神就说，圣灵用他自己所说的话去解释他所说过的事。
So now God says.That the Spirit used the word that He has spoken to explain His words.
那我们就很容易记住了。
And then we can easily remember.
就是弟兄们常说已经解经了。
And this is what the brothers say to interpret the Bible with the Bible.
比方我们说，你怎么知道耶稣基督是神的儿子呢？
And for example, we say, how do you know Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
当然我们可以举许多理由出来讲。
And of course, we can give many reasons.
但是这个不是主要我们留意的。
But this is not what the Lord wants us to pay attention to.
主要我们留意的是什么？
What does the Lord want to know? What did the Lord speak about this matter?
啊，主所说的话在历世历代以来是怎么的出现？
And the words are spoken by the Lord throughout generations. How are these words manifested?
那我们就看到了。
And then we can see.
在旧约的里边，主说了许许多多关乎在旧约他们说了弥赛亚的事情。
And in the Old Testament, there are many records about the Messiah.
你看到神在那里说过这许多的话。
And you see that God has spoken many words.
但是神说过那些话以后，就按照时间一点一点的那些话就显出那个证据来了。
And after God has spoken these words throughout time, they would manifest the evidence.
啊，连主在地上那个具体的经历，他怎么？他怎么出生？他怎么经过人生？他怎么进到死地？又怎么复活
？And just the like the Lord, his concrete experiences on the earth, how he was born, how he experienced his life and his death, and he resurrected.
我们都看得很，都看到圣灵把那些话老早就说得很清楚。
And we can see that the Holy Spirit has spoken of these words long time ago.
那因此我们就肯定这一位是神的儿子。
Then we can confirm that this is the Son of God.
是神自己的话在那里，肯定他是神的儿子。
Is God's words confirming that he is the Son of God?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
也许有人就会觉得，那你凭圣经里面就肯定了。可靠吗？
And maybe someone would say, it's only confirmed in the Bible. Is it dependable?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
二三千年来的话，一的在时间里头出现，你说准确不准确？
And these words throughout the past 2,000-3,000 years, they one by one they have been confirmed.
明天的事我们都不知道。
And we don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
但是两三千年前主说神说的话。就是这样的一点一滴的显出来。
But the words spoken by God 2,000-3,000 years ago, they're bit by bit, one by one, they're manifested.
而两千年前主自己亲自说的话，那么在我们的身上也发生那个具体的果效。
And then words spoken by the Lord 2,000 years ago, these words have the effects in ourselves.
那我们就非常有把握说他是神的儿子。
Then we can truly confidently say he is the Son of God.
他是神所兴起的基督。
He is the Christ raised up by God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，当我们读经的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we study the Bible,
我们就留意到用圣经去解说圣经。
Then we should interpret the Bible with the Bible.
那如果你有一个很好的道理，你解说的是非常完美。
If you have a good doctrine and you can explain it very perfectly.
但是如果和圣经的话发生抵触的话呢？
But if it's in opposition to God's words.
那弟兄姊妹你就担心了。
Then brother sister, be careful.
你就会说这个道理真的是好道理。
And you would say this is truly a very good doctrine.
但是不是神说的话。
But this is not words.
而不是圣灵说过的话。
Not the words spoken by God or by
the Holy Spirit. 那我们就有点保留了。
Then we should have some reservation.
那弟兄姊妹，你看，我们会碰到很多那个异端的一些的问题。
And verses sometimes will come across heresies.
或者是一些极端的东西。
Or something that's very extreme.
我们凭什么来说人家是异端
？Then what basis do we have to call others heresies?
不是凭我们的感觉和我们的领会。
It's not based on our feelings or understanding.
乃是凭着神自己说过的话。
But it's based on the word spoken by God.
那所以弟兄姊妹，当我们能掌握到那个已经解经，这个对我们读经来说是一个非常大的保护。
So, for instance, if we grab hold of this interpreting the Bible with the Bible, then this is a great protection for us.
同时，也是一个非常大的扶持和帮助。
And this is also a very big help to us.
时间跑完了。
And this is.
还有一点，我要和弟兄姊妹再把它说完。
And there's one more point I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
那还有一点是什么？
What is this point?
那正因为我们碰到这样的一个光景。
And because we have come across this condition,
以圣经解说圣经
interpreting the Bible with the Bible,
我们很容易就会碰到一些难处
and we'll come across some problems.
你说有些事情在圣经上面，我们也没有找到主怎么去解说。
You say that some of the things in the Bible we cannot find how the Lord interprets it.
那我们怎么去领会它呢？
Then how could we understand them?
比方说你读启示录。
For example, when you read the book of Revelation.
你读到那个敌基督在地上出来了。
And you read about the Antichrist.
他有一个记号。
And he has a sign.
叫做666。
Which is 666.
那666什么意思呢？
Oh, 666, what does that mean?
我们没有办法能了解的。
And we cannot understand this.
圣经里头也没有明确的在那里说出666是什么。
And the Bible does not explain clearly what it means by 666.
你只知道有一个666的事。
We only know this fact of this 666.
那我们怎么去了解这个呢？
And so how do we understand this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这就碰我们碰到在读经的里头，原谅我说了，现在我说的这一个部是我们的读经要更进一步的学习了。
And then what I would say is, when now we're at a point that we have to go one step further when we study the Bible.
有一些经文在字句上面你没有办法领会他说的是什么。
Some of the scriptures based on the letters of the word, we cannot understand what they mean.
那我们怎么去领会这个呢？
So how do we understand them?
那因此在教会的历史的里头曾经出现过有两个 读圣经的流。
And throughout church's history, there are two trends of studying the Bible.
很影响神的儿女们读圣经的。
And they have great impacts on how children of God read the Bible.
一个流就是。
One trend is that.
圣经既然是圣灵的话，那所以我们就完全用属灵的解释去读神的话。
Since the Bible is the word of God, that we should interpret it through the Spirit.
那个问题很多的，我不能详细说了。那另外一个流呢？
And that's too much problemism. And the other trend is that.
那就说到了，圣经既然是神所默示的，所以圣经上所表达出来那个字句是绝对不可以更改的。
So since the Bible is inspired by God, so the letters of the word, we absolutely cannot change them.
所以如果字句不明显的你也得要啃下去的。
So even if the words they are not clear, you have to swallow them.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这两个趋势啊，是影响神儿女们真实的去认识主的事情的。
And both impacts truly affect how the children of God understand God's words.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你一定会记得在哥林多。也是哥林多前书吧。
And brothers and sisters, I think you still remember in 1 Corinthians.
前书啊，后书啊。
And it could be 2 Corinthians.
在第我看看，是第三章里头。
In chapter 3.
第六节那里是怎么说？
In verse 6, what does it say?
我们他叫我们能承担着新约的知识，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。
That he had made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit.
因为经意是叫人活，字句是叫人死。
For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里你碰到两个名词了。
So, brothers and sisters, here you come across two terms.
一个叫做字句。
One is the letter of the word.
一个叫做经意。
The other is the spirit.
如果我们看那个小字，那个经意就是灵，就是圣灵。
If we see the footnote, it says the spirit, the spirit is the spirit, or the true essence is the spirit.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主的话在这里给我们看得蛮清楚。
Here the words of the Lord explains very
clearly. 如果你完全是停留在字句上，那个结果就是死。
If you completely are stuck on the letter, the result is dead.
但是你完全停留在那个灵，就是那个灵里头去的时候，有些许多时候你就会越过了主说话的那个目的。
But if you completely stop at the Spirit, and sometimes you go beyond the purpose of God's word.
所以这两个事情是不能把它绝对的分开。
So these two things, you cannot completely separate them.
近代最流行的就是绝对的拒绝灵异。
And late in the modern time, that's something that's very popular, is that we absolutely reject what's spiritual.
这个主张恐怕不是那么合喜的。
But I think this is not very appropriate.
因为主的话自己在那里说。
Because the words of the Lord said.
比如说你读的约翰福音，你记得主说以色列人、犹太人，他们读经以为当中有永生。
And in the Gospel of John, the Lord says that the Jews, they study the Bible thinking there's eternal life within it.
但是主的话是怎么说呢？你们却不得到我面前来得生命。
But the word of the Lord says that you would not come to me to receive life.
因为这经就是为我做见证的。
Because this book is to testify for me.
整个圣经是为着主来做见证的。
The whole Bible is to testify for the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当你用字句来看的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if you only look at the letter.
但是你所说的都是说到旧约。
At that time, what the Lord spoke about was about the
Old Testament. 旧约里头最重要的就是律法。
The most important part in the Old Testament is the law.
犹太人很清楚知道什么叫做逾越节的羔羊。
The Jews, they know very clearly what does it mean by the lamb of the Passover.
因为字句上就说到那个是逾越节的羔羊嘛。
Because the letter says it is the lamb of the Passover.
但是主在那里说。
But the Lord says.
圣经上头的话是为他做见证的。
The words in the Bible is to testify for him.
所以逾越节那个羔羊不然是那一只羔羊。
So the lamb of the Passover, of course this is the lamb of the Passover.
但是那个羔羊是在那里做主的见证。
But the lamb was testifying for the Lord.
你说怎么可能呢？字句上是说羔羊嘛。
And you said, how is it possible? Because the letter says it's a lamb.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当圣灵向我们说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us,
很简单的是有字句所表达的。
And very simply, there is expressions of the letter.
但是同时也在字句的里头也有灵的那一个含义的。
But at the same time, within the letters, there is the meaning of the Spirit.
所以我们读到启示录的时候，你很清楚的看到，说到神的启话，就是耶稣基督的见证。
So when we read the book of Revelation, it says that the words of God is to testify for Jesus Christ.
那是在启示录十九章那里第十节那里是这样说了。
Which is in the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
那就说到这些话是耶稣的见证。
It talks about these words are the testimony of Jesus.
用什么我们看到这样的事情的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when we read about this,
我们就要留意了。
Then we'll have to pay attention.
那我们假如读经的时候碰到这样的难处的时候呢？
And if we come into difficulty when we study the Bible,
那我们怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有一个非常容易记住的话来给我们提醒。
And there's something that's very easy to remember that we can serve, this can serve as a reminder.
凡是字句上面清楚的就是字句。
Whatever that is clear in the letter, they are letters.
如果字句上面不清楚的，那你就要注意圣灵在那里要表达的那个意思。
But if the letters are not clear, then you have to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is trying to express.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那所以我们不是老实的钉在那个字句的上面。
So we are not trying to be very rigid to really stick on the letters.
同时我们也不是随便的在那里使用灵异。
But we are not going to use spirit, the spirit or spiritual interpretation very casually.
如果主说话已经说得很清楚了，你还找什么灵异呢？
If the words spoken by the Lord are very clear already, why are you trying to get the spiritual meaning?
只有当主说的话说出来了，我们在领会上面有点困扰的时候，我们才注意主说这个话的那个属灵的那个含义在那里。
But it's when we come across the words of the Lord that is, we're troubled with the letters, that we should pay attention to what's the spirit behind it.
现在问题又来了。
So that's another problem.
那你根据什么来说出那个属灵的含义？
And what do you base on to explain the spiritual meaning?
那弟兄姊妹就又回到以经解经的那个原则的应用上。
Then, brothers, we have to go back to applying the principle of interpreting the Bible with the Bible.
是灵异的解说也是要根据圣经里边所启示的真理和原则。
Interpreting the spiritual meaning, we have to base it on what's in the Bible, the principles.
不能说因为可以用灵异了，那所以就想到什么就是什么。
And we cannot say that because this is the spiritual meaning that we will just go with whatever we can think of.
不举例子了。
And I won't give any examples.
那反正就是你记得这些很原则性的东西，就我们这样的来学习。
But brothers and sisters, you need to remember these matters of principles and
we'll study this way. 那我们在读经的事情上面就有一个规律了。
Then we have something to follow when we study the Bible.
时间很晚了。
And this is getting late.
我这样来和弟兄姊妹结束吧。
And I'll end this way.
那么这几次的交通，连同在冬令会的，加上今天晚上。
And through all these sharings, including what's shared in the winter conference.
弟兄姊妹，你千万要记住。
Then, brothers and sisters, please remember this.
这些是我们基础读经的操练。
And this is our basic practice of studying the Bible.
不是往深处去、往高处去的，那是读经。
And this is not how we study the Bible in a deeper and a higher way.
我们当然是盼望一天主把我们带到高处。
And of course, we hope that for the Lord to bring us into a higher ground.
也愿意圣灵把我们带到更深。
And then we want the Holy Spirit to bring us deeper.
但是那个不是这几次我和弟兄姊妹交通的那个目的。
But this is not the purpose of my several sharings with brothers and sisters. 这
个只是我们很基础的在读经方面的一个学习。
And these are just very some basic lessons in studying the Bible.
我们盼望主的灵帮助我们能更多的从主的话里头去遇见主。
And we ask the Spirit of the Lord to help us so that we can come across our Lord when we study the words.
那然后慢慢我们成长。
And then gradually we'll grow.
主会亲自领我们到高处。
That the Lord himself will lead us into a higher ground.
也领我们到深处。
And lead us into a deeper place.
我再补充一点点意思。
And I'll supplement a little bit more.
我们曾经交通过，我们在读神的话的时候要很留意的，要把那个完整，要和准确，要领会过来。
And we have shared how we need to have a good grasp of the completeness and the accuracy when we study the Bible.
但是呢
，But
圣经从原来的文字翻成其他各处的文字的时候
，When the Bible is translated into different languages，
或多或少。有一些给我们发生难处的。
And more or less, there are places that would cause us to be troubled.
这个是言语上所带来的免不了的难处。
And this is something unavoidable in terms of language.
那因此，如果是可能
，So if it is possible,
我愿意弟兄姊妹们学习，不要只读一本圣经。
And I would like brothers and sisters to learn not to just read one version of the Bible.
你能顶好，你能预备多一两三四本 这个是随你个人的那个受吸引的程度和你能安排得来的一些好的版本的圣经。
And I would like to have brothers and sisters to try to read several versions depending on your ability and how much you're captivated to study the Bible.
不是说你读的时候呢，如果你有三本，你每次读的三本圣经都读。
And it's not to say if you have three versions, every time you study the Bible, you read all three versions.
你可以读随便一本，读固定的用那一本。
You can have one version that you study at all times.
但你读上去感觉有点困惑的时候。
But when you, as you're studying, you feel trouble.
那弟兄姊妹记得，第一，你先留意上下文。
And brothers, remember, first you have to pay attention to the text before and after.
如果上下文已经给你解决问题了，那你。你感谢主。
If the text before and after already solve your problems, then you thank the Lord.
如果上下文还不能解决那个难处的呢
？But if the text before and after could not solve your problem,
那很可能常常是翻译上面所带来的难处。
Then very possible it is some difficulties caused by the translation.
是你从其他的一些好的版本里边来对照。
So you can use other better versions to study.
我不敢说百分之一百解决难处，但是最低限度，你给你有难处的那些事情会减少很多。
But I cannot guarantee that it will solve your problems 100%, but it will decrease your problem by a very big percentage.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他把他的话语留下给我们。
Because he has left us his words.
叫我们这些跟随他的人，我们不是没有路可走。
So for us who follow him, there is a way to follow on.
我们肯定的，绝对的，有路可走。
It's absolutely we have the path, a way to follow on.
因为他就是我们的道路。
Because he is our truth.
真理和生命。
He's our way, our truth, and our life.
他必领我们走到路的尽头，与他面对面。
And he will lead us to the end of the path and to see him face to face.
我想就这样，结束。这一点点的交通。
And I think I'll end my sharing.
我再提醒弟兄姊妹们，就说这许多的交通还是读经的基础学习。
And once again, I'd like to remind brothers and sisters, these sharings are just the basic lessons of studying the Bible.
我们盼望能在基础的学习里头扎好根基，然后往主的丰富里头更多的往前行。
And we hope to have a good foundation on the basis, and then we can go further in the path we follow the Lord.
我们也在祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿你常借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，照明我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, may you always use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten our inner eyes.
我们所交通到的一些外面的学习。
The things that we have shared on how to study.
我们求主也加上祝福。
We ask Lord, you give your blessing.
主，你能用得上的，求主在我们身上显出果效。
What you can use, Lord, we ask that you manifest the function in us.
主，你看是不合宜的，求主也在那里阻挡我们。
And what is inappropriate, Lord, that you would keep them away.
我们巴不得能更好、更完整、更准确的进到你的话语的光中。
And how we hope that we can enter into the light of the word even better and more accurate.
叫我们可以常常在光中见光。
So that we can always see light within light.
主恩待怜悯我们。
Lord, may you be gracious to us.
特别在这一个那么混乱的时代的里头，你用着你的话来保守我们在你的面前单纯的跟随你。
Especially in this confusing time that you use your words to protect us to follow you.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为你没有撇下我们。
Because you have not forsaken us.
我们把爱戴、赞美、感谢都归给你。
We'll give you praises, love, and thanksgiving.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.